The Lincoln Highway is 100 years old this year, and Wyoming PBS will be screening a new documentary about it this weekend. Much of what was the Lincoln Highway in Wyoming is now Interstate 80, but parts of the original route are still separate. The film tells the story of the highway in Wyoming. Producer Tom Manning joins us now. He says the Lincoln Highway holds an important place in Wyoming's history and in the history of the U.S. as a whole.
The Lincoln Highway was the first transcontinental highway across America. It was inaugurated in October of 1913, and it went from New York City to Times Square, New York City, to San Francisco, and it covered 3,300 miles. It went through 12 states, 4 time zones. It was quite the deal in 1913.
So give us a little bit of the history here. Where did the first idea to make a coast-to-coast highway come about?
Right. Well, a chap by the name of Carl Fisher owned a company called Prestolite, and he made acetylene headlights for early automobiles. He was also the founder of the Indianapolis 500 Raceway. So Carl Fisher was kind of a dreamer, and he had this idea in 1912 for what he called the Coast-to-Coast Rock Highway. He wanted to see a highway come across the United States. He thought the country was ready for it, but also he wanted to sell auto parts. So he pitched this idea to a bunch of auto executives in 1912, and among them, he must have had one heck of a pitch line, because Frank Seiberling, who was president of Goodyear Tires, immediately pledged $300,000. This is 1913 dollars. Henry Joy, who was the president of Packard Motor Company, pledged $150,000. It was Fisher's idea to have about $10 million to get this highway done across America. So in about 3 months' time, he had almost $5 million, and that was the genesis of it. And then Henry Joy came along to him and said, Coast-to-Coast Rock Highway, why not call it the Lincoln Highway in honor of Abraham Lincoln? So this was the first true memorial to Lincoln, because the Lincoln Monument in Washington, D.C. was still a dream. They hadn't been built yet.
Now, in the trailer for this film, you say that this road changed America forever. That's a kind of a bold statement. How did it do that?
It is a bold statement, but I think it's a true statement. I mean, This was the beginning of auto tourism. For the first time, people could go where they wanted to go on their own schedule, and actually get out of their own towns and drive to different cities. Heretofore, they had to take the train to do that. No, at first the road wasn't great. There were, in Wyoming they had terrible problems with mud in the spring, not just Wyoming, throughout the run of the Lincoln Highway. Eventually, as the road started to improve, people started traveling further and further. And so this was the whole beginning of auto tourism in America, and everything that we see along the roads today was because of the Lincoln Highway. The motel started with the Lincoln Highway. At first, people stayed with ranch families here in Wyoming in the very, very early days. These ranch families went, well, maybe we should build a few cabins and see what happens. And those got occupied quickly. And then that spun off to, well, let's make this a little bit bigger. So I think the epitome of this can be seen in Little America out towards Rock Springs. Little America started near Granger, Wyoming, because of the Lincoln Highway. And he started out small. It was Stephen Mack Covey who started it. And he started out small. He started out with a few cabins. He had a coffee shop. Soon he put in a cocktail lounge called the Palm Room. Then he put in some gas pumps. And it grew and grew and grew until he had a little empire. And so motels were a result of the Lincoln Highway. Fast food is a result of the Lincoln Highway. Howard Johnson started with his 28 flavors of ice cream stands along the Lincoln Highway. White Castle Hamburger started because of the Lincoln Highway. So there's some good aspects to it, and there's also, some, I don't know how people feel about fast food, but, there's some negative aspects to it too. It kind of lent itself to the homogenization of American cities somewhat, but certainly not in the early days. Part of the deal of the Lincoln Highway, unlike the interstate that replaced it was that it went through the main streets of cities along the way. And that's how Cheyenne 16th Street got the name Lincoln Way, because it went right through the center of Cheyenne.
So we've talked about how this road changed sort of the way people travel and got people to see parts of the country that they might never have gotten to or certainly not by car before. What else? I mean, did it do other things for Wyoming? I could imagine that it could have helped bring extra business in from outside.
Absolutely. It was really the beginning of the tourism industry in Wyoming, which today is a, you know, huge, huge part of the state's economy. People basically, you know, after 1913 and through the 20s and the 30s, tourism really started to pick up in Wyoming, and all kinds of businesses, you know, that we mentioned earlier started to spring up. If you travel the Lincoln Highway between Laramie and Rawlins, that's the old US 30. It goes through Medicine Bow and all those little communities, Rock River along the way. You can still see remnants of the Lincoln Highway establishments along that road.
Tom Manning is the producer for 100 Years on the Lincoln Highway, which premieres March 9th on Wyoming PBS. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Willow. Thanks.